I had to get out of there. That was all there was to it. The ranch was in danger. I reviewed the situation and decided there was only one way out. I would have to chew a hole in the door. I went right to work. I chewed and I chewed and I spit out pieces of wood and I got a splinter in my gum and it took me an hour to get it out. And then I chewed some more. About daylight, I had a fair-sized hole built in the door, but it wasn't quite big enough. Then I heard a pickup outside. Someone got out and coughed. I said to myself, aha, they've missed me and they've come to let me out. The door opened and there was the boss. He looked down at my work and looked at me. His face went red and he roared, dang it, you're eating the door off the saddle shed. Get out of here. That's the thanks I got for trying to do my job. Did he think I chewed up the door just because I liked the taste of wood? He took off his hat and started swinging it at me. Go on, get out of here. I would have been glad to get out. I had spent all night trying to get out. But since he was standing in the door and swatting at me with his hat, I couldn't get out. That just made him madder. I dashed around the saddle shed, knocked a saddle off the rack, and spilled a can of neat's foot oil. At last, I ran between his legs and escaped. He threw a hoof pick at me and missed. Well, that got his nose out of joint, and he stayed mad for the rest of the morning. We might have patched things up, but we got into another wreck that afternoon. Loper and Slim were sorting cows in the front lot after dinner. I was lying in the corrals, taking a little snooze in the sun and catching up on all the sleep I'd missed the night before. Pete the barn cat came up and started playing with my tail. I raised my head and told him to buzz off. He kept it up. He was swatting at my tail with his paws. It didn't hurt, and I tried to ignore it. But then he sank his claws in and struck a nerve.